The end. You've been listening to Night by Elie Wiesel, translated from the French by Marion Wiesel, narrated by George Guidel. This recording was directed by Natanya Johnson. This new edition of Night concludes with Elie Wiesel's Nobel Peace Prize acceptance speech, read here by George Guidel.
Your Majesty, Your Royal Highnesses, Your Excellencies, Chairman Arvik, members of the Nobel Committee, ladies and gentlemen. Words of gratitude. First to our common Creator. This is what the Jewish tradition commands us to do. At special occasions, one is duty-bound to recite the following prayer. Baruch Ata Adonai, Shehechiyanu V'Kiyamanu V'Higiyanu Lazman Hazeh. Blessed be Thou, for giving us life, for sustaining us, and for enabling us to reach this day. Then, thank you, Chairman Arvik, for the depth of your eloquence, and for the generosity of your gesture. Thank you for building bridges between people and generations. Thank you, above all, for helping humankind make peace its most urgent and noble aspiration. I am moved, deeply moved, by your words, Chairman Arvik. And it is with a profound sense of humility that I accept the honor, the highest there is, that you have chosen to bestow upon me. I know your choice transcends my person. Do I have the right to represent the multitudes who have perished? Do I have the right to accept this great honor on their behalf? I do not. No one may speak for the dead. No one may interpret their mutilated dreams and visions. And yet I sense their presence. I always do. And at this moment, more than ever, the presence of my parents, that of my little sister, the presence of my teachers, my friends, my companions. This honor belongs to all the survivors and their children, and through us, to the Jewish people with whose destiny I have always identified. I remember. It happened yesterday, or eternities ago. A young Jewish boy discovered the kingdom of night. I remember his bewilderment. I remember his anguish. It all happened so fast. The ghetto, the deportation, the sealed cattle car, the fiery altar upon which the history of our people and the future of mankind were meant to be sacrificed. I remember he asked his father, "Can this be true? This is the 20th century, not the Middle Ages. Who would allow such crimes to be committed? How could the world remain silent?" And now the boy is turning to me. "Tell me," he asks, "what have you done with my future? What have you done with your life?" And I tell him that I have tried. That I have tried to keep memory alive. That I have tried to fight those who would forget. Because if we forget, we are guilty. We are accomplices.